Hello, everyone. It is trade deadline day. There is so much action going on. Me and Jesse are going to talk about it. I'm Travis.
I'm Jesse.
This is Hockey Talkie. We're going to walk you through everything that happened today. There was a lot.
Yeah, we'll go through every single trade.
Well, not everyone. There was a lot of minor deals.
Well, you know, ones that matter. Give you some fantasy relevance on whatever happens. Yeah, there was a lot of moves. A lot of players didn't get moved. We'll get into that later. But, okay, if you had like a letter grade, what would you give this trade deadline?
Are we including like the Bishop?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just like all the trades in the past 2 or 3 days kind of thing.
There's a lot of good ones.
There was. I mean, obviously there's some huge ones we'll get into, but
for my team, for the Canucks, they just did a little small thing, but I wanted them to do more. Washington, your team obviously got Shattenkirk.
Yeah, that's unreal for me.
Which was amazing.
Yeah, it's insane for the Capitals. I don't know. I'm trying to think if was last year's more exciting. I'm not like, I feel
they always do like that tally on Trade Center, like of the trades that were last year compared to this year. And I think it was down this year.
I feel it has to be down. Yeah. Like, I just feel like there wasn't a lot of, I don't know. Anyway, my letter grade would be like a B minus, I think.
B minus. Yeah. Like around a B.
Yeah. You know, there wasn't like, I mean, if more people, like, I mean, obviously if Colorado pulled the trigger on one of those two players, then I would have
they were talking about them forever and they never did anything.
Yeah. Then I would have bumped it up. But yeah, since Duchesne and Landeskog are still rotten in Colorado, I mean, whatever. I can't really be too excited because those are like the big names, right? I mean, like outside of a few. But yeah, nonetheless.
Let's start talking with the first ones that happened before today.
Yes.
The trade deadline day. So Shattenkirk to Washington. Washington said, here's all our chips. They're on the table.
Mm-hmm.
We have to win the cup this year.
Yeah.
You've been saying that for, like, this is their year for a while.
Yeah. I mean, you watch the games, it's just the atmosphere. You feel like the Caps are like, this is our time kind of thing. I mean, they got a lot of UFAs to deal with next year, namely Oshie, Williams, and stuff like that. We were talking about this earlier. There's no way Shattenkirk signs with them.
I would think so.
That would be very unlikely, personally. We'll have to see who his role is. I mean, he's a pure, well, I mean, I don't even know. I mean, he got utilized kind of as a pure offensive guy in St. Louis. I don't know if Capitals need that in general. Carlson's okay. Orlov's okay. They're good for offense, but same with Niskanen. So
Shattenkirk actually already played a game last night.
Yes.
About 17 minutes.
Yeah. I think he had like four shots or something.
I also noticed that everyone else's minutes got bumped down.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked at like Orlov and stuff. Orlov was 21 minutes a game. Also, now he's down to 17.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a committee defense.
Oh yeah. They're
in Washington.
They're going to roll three pairs, like literally three pairs. It's just going to be that team, and they can, that's the thing. That's what's so sick about this team right now is they can just get away with that. Fantasy impact for Shattenkirk, I'm going to say low. A lot of people are probably going to disagree with me on this, but I don't think he's going to just walk into a team that's like already basically God tier in the NHL and collect too many points, to be honest.
My worry with Shattenkirk is
put him second power play unit. I don't know. I just
could.
There's just no, like, I mean, the first power play units is like easy, right? You get three forwards, you put Ovi on the back, and then it's whatever interchangeable defenseman is on the point, either Carlson or Niskanen or I guess now Shattenkirk. So there's like 20 games left. My fantasy output for him, I think, is going to be 7 points.
Seven?
Yeah, I don't. That's just
fantasy points, including like penalty minutes and stuff.
Just points, straight goals just and shots. Points. I don't think he's gonna get any PIM. Like really, realistically, I think. I don't know. If you're in a keeper league, the value might be there. If you think he's gonna stay, personally, I don't think he's staying, and I don't think his fantasy impact is going to be that big. So my advice is don't go crazy thinking Shattenkirk's just gonna walk in there and all of a sudden just supplant everyone and be a god. I don't know.
Yeah. He has more, like, this trade is more interesting for next year.
Absolutely.
If he stays with Washington, value.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, for sure. If you give him 82 games, start of the year, they would revolve the power play around him. He has way more offensive upside than John Carlson, Niskanen, any of these dudes.
Yeah.
But they're not going to tinker with anything right now. They're not going to be like, okay, we're the President's Trophy team so far right now. Let's just totally bring in this random guy to take over everyone's role. So I think he'll stay on the second, third pair and just you know, just play good hockey. But I don't think the fantasy is going to explode on him as people might suspect. So
yeah, and he could get traded to somewhere else, Carolina, Phoenix.
Yeah, for sure. After
Colorado.
After the playoffs. I mean, unless he just earns it in the playoffs and Caps win the cup and he was a huge integral part, maybe they cut Williams loose. Maybe they can. Well, they have to cut Williams loose. I mean, whatever. I'd have to take a look at the cap situation and see what they want to do. I don't know.
It's a huge push.
That's what I'm looking forward to. Like, I mean, but yeah, Caps are indefinite win now mode. I'm more excited for the playoffs. I don't even care anymore, honestly, about regular season. Like, I'm so done.
Our roster is freeze. Yeah. Trade deadline. So like literally 3 minutes.
Yeah,
ago.
Yeah. 2 or 3 minutes ago.
Our roster's froze for fantasy. So they're not, there's no more moves or anything like that. Bishop.
Yes.
This was kind of a head scratcher.
This was a head
Bishop
scratcher.
Going to LA right after Jonathan Quick plays his first game back, 4-1 win, made 33 saves or something.
Regular Jonathan Quick style game. Yeah, they bring him in. They immediately turf Budai, who literally carried their season. I thought a little disrespectful, in my opinion. It's not like Budai is going to go to the Lightning and be a starter there. They have Vasilevskiy. Vasilevskiy's been awful, don't get me wrong. But I think Tampa kind of mentally checked out a while ago, so I don't think anyone's really doing anything that isn't named Kucherov on that team. So it is weird because Lombardi, GM president of, I think GM or something, whatever, of the Kings, is saying that this isn't, what was the words he used? Basically, it's not an insurance policy kind of thing. Yeah. So they're not saying that Quick is injured, because that's what we speculated. I remember the first thing you told me, you're like, Quick's got to be done, right?
Got to be done for the whole year.
Yeah, exactly. Re-aggravated, there's got to be something. Like, I mean, but to get rid of Budai made no sense. So, I don't know. Bishop's weird. Like, this trade to me felt like it was the Martin Jones trade of 2 years ago, where it's like the Kings trade a goalie to, like, Boston, and then Boston immediately trades him to like another team out of like that they wouldn't deal with the Sharks, because it's just teams that wouldn't deal with each other.
Yeah.
I have no idea what Bishop, there's no long-term Bishop in the Kings land, I don't think. I mean, you're not just gonna get rid of Quick, who has like two Stanley Cups with you guys. I mean,
something that they were saying is LA has a lot of back-to-back games coming down the stretch.
Okay.
So to relieve a little bit of stress from Quick, but they could have done that with Budai.
Yeah, I was gonna say Budai was, that's what I don't get. Like, I literally do not get, unless there's some sweet ulterior motive in the offseason where they're just shipping this guy for some sweet. Yeah, I expected Budai to be moved today. Bishop to be moved today. I swear to God. I thought it was going to be a Martin Jones double swap, like, so they could get it out of the Western Conference or something like that. I don't understand. Yeah, I guess, sure. But Budai was playing fantastic. Well, okay. Good enough, anyway, to warrant to keep him for a back-to-back. I mean, it makes no sense, so.
Two things interesting came out of that story. The first one was Yzerman saying that there's no goalie market out there.
Yeah, he said they were the only team.
Yeah, and we talked about it before. Like, there's tons of teams that would like a goalie.
Yeah, I mean,
Philadelphia.
Dallas. Come on.
But he said there was no goalie market, and he had to trade him before it got, past the trade deadline.
Especially
so.
With the expansion team. You can't just have this goalie sit there and get literally nothing. Budai is basically getting literally nothing. No offense to Budai, he carried my fantasy season as a goalie, but in real life, like, yeah, I mean, you can't flip him, you can't do much with him. I mean, you get like, anyway, so fantasy outlook for Bishop. So let's say there's 20 games left, say he starts 7 is my guess, say he wins 5, that's my thing. 5 wins, that's what I'm gonna give him. Barring obviously a Quick injury, but if we're going to say perfectly, you know, normal, healthy conditions, I would say I don't think it's worth going crazy over.
Yeah. The second thing that came out of the interesting stories was that with Quick's play style, how he's more acrobatic and uses his groins, there was a rumor out there that he wasn't healthy enough to maybe he could still play the whole season, but maybe not play to the same level that he used to with his groins.
Right.
But we'll have to wait to see on that one. Burrows? Yeah. Burrows is gone.
Burrows is gone.
Just going to keep chugging through him.
No, I mean, you guys got a really good deal back. That Dallin guy we were watching at the World Juniors, I think. He was that guy. I think he's a 16-year-old. I'm not 100% sure. I think is he the defenseman or is he a forward?
I think he's a forward.
Okay. Because I remember there was some young defenseman named Allen. Oh, that was Ian. Or Ian? I don't even know. Anyway, you posted something about he has comparable stats to Forsberg in the Swedish Elite League.
Philip Forsberg.
Yeah, of course. Philip Forsberg, who's obviously the best player in the NHL right now. But yeah, it's pretty good. Anytime you can get like a high-end prospect for Burrows, I mean, come on.
Yeah, he's a center.
He's a centerman? Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah. You can always use centerman. I mean, there's literally no reason. And he's Swedish, so bring him over. Sedins are Swedish, you know. Yeah. Maybe the Sedins have a little passing of the guard in the next 3 years with him or something. He sounds pretty promising, so I have to go from there.
That's what Vancouver fans want to see is a little bit of turnover.
Do some movement.
Especially, I mean, Burrows was a heart and soul guy, sure. Right, with him to the cup final. But you need to...
But that's... Yeah, move on, right? I mean, like, it's a business. Fantasy impact of Burrows, I'll say very minimal.
I actually like the move for Ottawa to pick him up. I think Ottawa could make some waves in the playoffs right now. He's kind of a agitator, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I like him. Another sneaky move that the Senators made is they picked up Victor Stahlberg.
Yeah, they just claimed, or not claimed, but they just picked him up from Carolina or whatever.
Yeah, for a third round pick. Stahlberg is also one of those guys that's kind of a little more of a depth guy with some speed.
Yeah, Stahlberg's been everywhere. I think he was on the... I don't know if he has a cup with Chicago, but I know he was definitely on Chicago a couple of times.
I think he does.
You think he has one? Okay. Yeah. Then there's a multitude of playoff experience right there. I don't think a lot of Senators have Stanley Cups. I can't think of very many, honestly. Cool. If there is even one, I'd be surprised.
There's got to be someone on there that maybe has something.
But I don't think a lot of them do. Like, the main ones certainly don't. Like, Hoffman, Stone, obviously Carlson doesn't have one. A lot of those.
Broussard?
Broussard doesn't have one.
No, he doesn't have anything.
No, so...
I like those moves. I like Ottawa saying that they don't need to make any splashes. They don't want to sacrifice the coming years.
Yeah.
Right? They want to be good now, and they just made some key moves, which are sweet. David Desharnais is now an Oiler.
Who cares?
Another center?
Yeah, I don't know what they need another small center for on Edmonton. Interesting stat about Edmonton I was reading is that they have the worst faceoff percentage in the NHL.
Really?
So I thought they'd be looking for a rent. I mean, obviously Vermette's not available, but I'm just trying to think of those, like, who's that guy that got that eye injury that was just a face-off guy? Manny Malhotra.
Malhotra,
like that kind of guy. Like, you bring in for the playoffs to take those defensive zone face-offs. I don't know what Darryl Herner's face-off percentage is, but I'm sure it's not mind-blowing. So where he slots in, third line center, I guess.
If that, they have
if
so many
that,
centers on
fourth,
that team.
Fourth, maybe. Like, Desharnais is not really, like, he's a small, crafty kind of offensive guy. Like, he's not going to do anything for you on your fourth line.
Yeah. No real
fantasy impact for me,
there.
Very little. 2 points, maybe, if he plays. I wouldn't read too much into that trade, personally.
Maybe. Aduya back to Chicago?
Yeah, Chicago's boring. They literally just get players they cut before over and over. Obviously, if Sharp wasn't season-ending injury, I was positive he was going to end up back there for some reason.
They were trying to move him, but then he couldn't pass the physicals.
Yeah,
that's
like,
crazy.
Yeah, he's literally done for the year. But yeah, Oduya, again, absolute minimal impact. Who cares?
A couple of other guys, that got traded. Yannick Hansen and Steve Ott are leaving their teams.
Okay.
Ott's going to Canadiens.
This one's not bad. They kind of have an Ott guy with Shaw there, so I'm not really sure. But they could kind of put a sweet banger line together with Ott, Shaw, and maybe, I don't know, Gallagher style. Like one of those, like, points-wise, again, negligible.
Yeah.
But PIM-wise and, like, presence-wise, I guarantee Ott's first game in Canadiens will fight someone.
Yeah.
Like, I'm almost positive. So if you can, like, play that PIM day week, then go ahead and try to chisel that. Yeah, but he'll be utilizing like a heavy checking role. So I wouldn't go too hard on Ott. As for Hansen's a good player. I don't think he'll have any fantasy impact though.
I don't know where he'll slot in on the Sharks. It's not going to be top line.
No, because I mean,
line with Couture. And...
even then, like maybe, like I mean, you got Bodker on that team still, and like he's way more talented than Hansen is, and so there's no excuse to not have him there. I think Hansen will just be like a sweet depth, third, fourth line random. Yeah. Again, no fantasy impact. I wouldn't worry about him.
One of my favorite trades of the day was Thomas Vanek going to Florida.
Yeah, so here's a relevant trade. Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Yager and Vanek.
Yep. Jeez. Detroit
is kind of doing a rebuild thing when they got rid of Ott and they got rid of Vanek and they're bringing in some picks, which is good for Detroit fans.
Yeah, as you know, Detroit is really good at drafting, so give them a bunch of picks, they'll probably strike gold again. Fantasy relevance for Vanek, I say, is pretty good. I think he should crack the top two lines now. He'll definitely get power play time because he's kind of a power play specialist kind of guy.
Yep.
Of all the names we've named so far, I think he has the highest upside.
They're already slotting in Vanek on the third line with Marchessault and Bjustad.
Okay. That's a pretty good line right there, too. I thought he would like kind of boot Riley Smith down, but time will tell, I guess.
He very well could move on to second line.
But, I mean, that's still a great line. Marchessault is really good. Bjugstad's a good giant center. So,
Second line power play is what they have him slotted in for right now.
Yeah, I believe that. Like, I mean, you have to have him in there. He was one of the rare offensive things going on there. So,
Florida's a team that's going to make a push.
Yeah, they'll be grinding for sure.
I want them to go far. We were talking about at the beginning of the year how exciting they could be to watch, and they just were riddled with injuries this year.
Yeah.
But now everyone's firing. Like, it seems like everyone's playing like they did last year when they made the playoffs.
Yeah, Barkov's back. Huberdeau's back. That line's back together. Huberdeau, Barkov, and Jäger. They look just as good as last time. So it'll be interesting. If I had to project 20 games for Vanek, I don't know, what do you say, 10 points? Maybe half and half kind of a thing?
Yeah.
Maybe less? I'll say nine in 20 games, which is still pretty good. So he can definitely help you down the stretch if you need a random right winger. So,
yeah, he's kind of like he's beginning to be like a character player.
Yeah, I know.
Wherever he goes.
Yeah, he's like 33 now. He's like a net presence guy now. It's kind of weird. I always thought Vanek was like a rush guy, but in the last 5 years, I've been watching him. He just literally stands in front of the net. So a lot of teams use that. So it's really good role.
He's a little slower now.
Yeah.
Dwight King goes to Montreal.
Nothing to talk about there.
Yeah, Montreal picked up a bunch of like third and fourth line guys.
Yeah, they didn't really. The team has like offensive woes that aren't named Pacioretty, and it's like, I don't think Dwight King is the answer personally.
No, he's not. A little bit of shoring up in the crease for Philadelphia. They signed Neuwirth to 2 years.
Yeah, they had to pick one. I think they picked correctly. I mean, they didn't pay anything. $2.5 million a year for a goalie is very low.
I like the bridge.
Yeah, sure. 2 year contract, prove it.
Yeah, exactly. Prove it.
Yeah. Mason will, I doubt he gets selected in the Vegas Knights snatcher pool there. But he'll be a free agent. He'll back up somewhere. So whatever.
Yeah, I think he's kind of relegated to the backup role now.
But yeah, with that being said, Neuwirth should start the majority of the last games, I guess, if that's a fantasy relevant thing for you.
If you need a goalie and the pickings are thin, I was actually going to say that someone in our pool said that he doesn't want Cam Ward anymore.
Right.
And I was going to say Neuwirth.
Yeah, Neuwirth.
Like, why not? Neuwirth?
Sure. Philly's not that far out of a playoff spot, too. I actually was looking today. They're only like 2 or 3 points, so it could actually be a lot. Maybe not 2 or 3 points. I'd have to look. Maybe I think it was like 6. I think it was 6 points.
Okay, Neuwirth or Ward, then, going forward?
For
this year?
Neuwirth, just because they'll be playing more meaningful games. Carolina's still too far out.
I thought Carolina was pretty close.
They were, but they're not anymore.
Oh.
Yeah. They are like have 59 points, and I think the lowest is 68 points. I was looking at that today. So they would have to rattle off 9 points net, which seems pretty unlikely. Let alone the fact that they were trying to shop Teravainen. So, yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like they were kind of in sell mode anyway.
I wanted Vancouver to make a move for Teravainen. First, I wanted them to make a move on Evander Kane.
Yes.
And then I wanted them to make a move on Teravainen, and they didn't do anything. Well, they got rid of some contracts and stuff.
Yeah, speaking of Vancouver, we were surprised they didn't move Miller. Really head-scratcher there. Again, I don't know if it's the goalie market's dead or whatever people were talking about, but Miller will remain in Vancouver. And
he's played really good this year, to his credit.
No, Miller's been great. I mean, seriously, he's been fantasy relevant goalie in our league. I mean, I have no problems with Miller. I think he's I don't know.
But how long can Miller stay playing? Like, he's getting older, isn't he?
Yeah, he's old. He's like mid 30s now. Like, I mean, he's
but Luongo's still.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's some, but I wouldn't say Luongo's been fantastic this year either. So I don't know if it's an age thing or just off season. Who knows? But it's not like Vancouver needs to hold on to a veteran goalie. Like, who cares, right? So
maybe there just was nothing out there.
Yeah, I'm just thinking the same thing. I'm thinking they're just, hey man, we got Miller, and it was just crickets. Or they're like, oh, we'll give you like a conditional seventh, and it's just like, why? Like, who cares?
Back to Buffalo for Kane.
Yeah, Kane Miller.
There you go, Kane for Miller.
That would be quite the one-sided deal.
Benning, that's what I want. Wait, they're both good. All right, let's keep moving on with some of these trades. Iginla went to LA. Finally, Colorado did something, not with the player that we were hoping.
Yeah.
It wasn't Duchesne or Landeskog, but it was a forward.
Yeah, I don't know why this trade took so long to do, but I'm super happy for Iginla. I think he'll actually do really well on the Kings. Dwight King, I think, was playing first line for some freak reason, so I think that'll open up spots for Iggy on the top line.
That's what they're slotting him in for right now.
Yeah, so he'll get top line, probably some second unit power play time. Iggy's a super last quarter bloomer guy. I think he'll do well. I think he will. He's going to have a lot of heart. It's going to be interesting going from a team who's playing literally meaningless games for the past, I don't know, 3 months to like must win hockey. I think this will elevate his game. And
it's a little interesting that they picked him up for a playoff run when the Kings aren't in the playoffs right now.
Yeah, that's what I first thing I checked. They're one or two points out of the playoffs, but they're behind like some super hot teams. Mm-hmm. Like Calgary is in there. Like the West is not easy to crack, so they're going to be grind in every game. I do think the Kings won this trade by a wide margin. They only gave up a conditional pick, and Colorado is retaining half of his salary.
Yeah, I saw that. Salary is good.
Because Iginla was getting paid $4.5 million, which is disgusting. So you can't have that kind of player moving for that roster. So it made sense for them to keep the half the thing. Half his salary is what I mean.
This division is insane.
Yeah, it's so close, right?
Like, they got Calgary and St. Louis right now are in the wild card, but then LA is 1 point behind St. Louis.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you got Winnipeg right on the heels, too.
Yeah, it's unreal, that division right now. So it's going to be a photo finish. I have no idea what's going to happen, but I know Iginla's going to help him, and I think he's one of the more fantasy-relevant dudes there. He could even just catch fire and finish, like, 18 points in 20 games or something disgusting. Like, who knows?
Okay, also, what did St. Louis do? Why are St. Louis only has 67 points?
St. Louis has, they're not very good, man. They lost to Oilers last game, I think 2-1.
The Flames are 5 points up on St. Louis right now.
Yeah, Flames are unstoppable.
I didn't know that St. Louis fell so far.
Yeah, after, I don't know, they've just been slumping, man. They're just, I don't know. It's not looking good, St. Louis.
That's crazy. I really like the Iginla trade.
And yeah,
he was immediately picked up in our league.
Yeah.
Because he's going to top line minutes.
Yeah, I mean, that's just how bad the Kings are on the right side, or even in general. Like, they don't, outside of Carter and the usual suspects, like, there's no one there. Like, no one plays with Kopitar. It was Dwight King. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Dwight King. I don't even know who's on his left wing. It's probably someone terrible. It doesn't even matter. Anyway, fantasy relevance, I would say, is very relevant for Jerome. Hoping he gets to the playoffs. I don't think they'll win the cup by any means. There's no chance, in my opinion. But
Quick and Bishop, 50-50. Yeah.
I don't know.
Or maybe both goalies put on the pads and they start two goalies.
They just sort of two-headed goalie. No, I mean, ugh. Anyway.
Let's keep moving.
I'm happy for Iginla. So what else we got?
Something that I thought was interesting, Kyle Quincy going to Columbus. I've always kind of liked his way that he plays, more of an offensive defenseman, but he hasn't been on a good team.
Yeah, Quincy was on Red Wings for a while. Then Jersey, I guess, and then obviously now he's on Columbus.
He's still super young.
Yeah, he's a young defense. He'll fit right in there. Like, seriously, he'll do fine. Fantasy relevance, zero. But nonetheless, it's a good pickup for them.
There's probably nothing going on there. It's something we were just talking about before the podcast, and I think you actually made a trade.
Yeah.
Mark Streit.
Yeah.
Went to Tampa.
Yes.
And Filppula went to Philly.
Yes.
And then Mark Streit went to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, immediately flipped to Pittsburgh. I picked up Strider. I think we were just looking at the injuries. Daly's out. Letang is out.
Yep.
Schultz just came back. Defensemen on that team that aren't named Schultz currently playing are guys like Runeedle,
Dumoulin, Ian Cole.
Yeah, these aren't fantasy monsters. Strider has been a power play specialist his entire life, going way back to like the Islanders days. I'm going to sound super biased because I picked him up, but I'm thinking he'll have a decent to high fantasy relevance. He should get utilized on the power play almost immediately. And I think he's going to do great. Pittsburgh, high scoring team. If Cole can get points, Strait can get points. It's the same thing. So yeah. I think he'll do fine. If you really need a defenseman, this would be a sneaky pickup because he's on a high end team. So, yeah.
It was just so weird looking at Pittsburgh's defensive core and how decimated it is right now.
It is so bad. It is so bad. I mean, I want it to be bad because I don't want them to beat the Capitals. Like, I hope they walk in there with AHL players. But
you always think of Pittsburgh winning games, but you see, like, Crosby and Malkin on the score sheet. But
for sure.
Like, who's in the back end?
Yeah, you're like, what? How does Brian Doolin have 24 minutes? Or how does, like,
Daly had tons and tons of minutes.
Yeah. So... the flip side of that, Filppula goes to the Flyers. Looks like they're going to put him in
second line.
Yeah, center. I don't know if they'll move him right now. Hamer Couturier up and down. I don't know what they're going to do with him. He's a streak master player. I will say...
Playing with Voracek.
Yeah, maybe worth a pickup. Filppula, to me, has burned me so many times that he's a do not draft regardless of his team. So I can't give you any positive advice.
He gets 7? Do you think he gets 7 points?
7 and 20, maybe. Yeah, sure. 7 and 20. I don't think you'll get any power play time.
No peripheral stats, really, from...
No, he does no PIM. He does no hits. He might hit a bit, but he is certainly like a... He's kind of a sulky type player where he just doesn't really get in the box very often. So.
Yeah. Another cool trade. Parento went to Nashville for picks.
Yeah, Parento's... Awesome.
Parento has been doing really good fantasy. If you drafted him this year in fantasy, you're pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, I mean...
He's close to 60 points now or something, isn't he?
No.
No?
Parento's terrible. Parento's got like 30 points in the year, maybe.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of Palmieri.
Yeah, Palmieri's better. Palmieri's got like 20 goals or something. He's doing a little
better. Sorry, I'm not thinking about Parento. Parento just jumped over to...
Yeah, Parento was the guy that got cut by the Islanders at the beginning of the year that I drafted.
That's right. Yeah. I'm thinking of someone else. That's not very interesting.
No. He'll be that makes so much more sense because you were hyping that trade in the WhatsApp. And you're like, man, this guy's going to be sick. And I was so confused. I was like, man, he's like, it's Parento. He's been
brutal. I was thinking of Palmieri. I thought Palmieri went.
Okay.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, no. Very little impact. Maybe third, fourth line winger.
Disregard my hype.
Yeah. Shootout specialist. Yeah, the hype is misplaced.
All right, cool. With Ottawa making all these other trades, picking up Burrows and stuff, they needed to move around a little bit. Mm-hmm. So Curtis Lazar never really found his footing there.
Yes.
He was a high draft pick, and they placed a lot in this kid, but he hasn't really panned out in Ottawa. So now he's going over to the Flames.
Yes.
Which is sweet. If he gets opportunity, he needs opportunity. He needs players to grow with.
Yeah, I mean, my take on this trade is I think it's awful, to be honest.
Awful?
Yeah, I think the Flames overpaid for this guy so hard. He can't even crack the bottom six of Ottawa. They gave up a roster defenseman in Joakim Pekka. They gave up a second. I just don't know enough about him. I didn't see him. He only played like 5 minutes a game in Ottawa max, so I didn't really get a sample size of how talented or how good this kid is.
He was amazing in the juniors, and he always plays really well.
It's just the reason I think the trade is awful is just because it's like it's so unrelevant to what the Flames are trying to do right now. Like, they're pushing hard, they're streaking, they're trying to make the playoffs. It's like Lazar's not going to help them at all. He's not even going to crack the lineup. Like, it's pointless, right?
I guess that makes sense. Why do you want to bring in a project?
Yeah, exactly.
When your team is cruising.
I mean, Joakim Pekka, whatever, they have a billion defense on that team. It doesn't matter. That guy was never going to play very many minutes, but... It's just like a weird, like, okay, let's do something. Okay, we'll put this guy in next year, see what happens kind of thing. Because, I mean, there's no way Lazar is just going to make an impact in the next... I'd be blown away if he even cracks, like, the roster for 5 games.
Yeah, there's got to be, like, a point when you stop trying to invest in a prospect that doesn't pan out.
Yeah.
like how much Ottawa invested a lot of time in him, gave him minutes, gave him all this stuff.
Yeah, they never panned out. Yeah, for a couple of years for sure. I don't know if it's a coaching thing or if he just played awful. Like I said, I really don't know much about this Lazar guy.
Speaking of coaching, Cameron was the last Senators coach.
Yes.
He is assistant in Calgary now.
Okay, so maybe he has a little input
to
what could happen. Yeah, I mean, I'm just like, I would love for more youth. I like young players. Calgary is a young, trending towards young youth team. I just think this year is just a head scratcher, but I mean, why not do it? If the Senators want to get rid of players, sure, why not, right?
Yeah.
Give him a defenseman, move on. So, but yeah, fantasy relevant for Curtis Lazar, I don't know.
To
1 point if he plays. Yeah. It's just not worth picking up. Maybe a stash if you have a super weird keeper league. Because they'll have to give him the opportunity. You don't pay a second and a roster defenseman to just give him 4 minutes a night, right? Like, they're going to give him a shot next year. I don't think this year, though.
Yeah. I don't think he gets any points this year.
No way.
Toronto made a couple of trades.
Yes.
They picked up Eric Fair, which is...
I like that. I love Eric Fair. Of course, he was next to Capital.
Yeah,
I'm biased.
Yeah.
But I think Fair is a fantastic third, fourth line player. Older guy, vet. Big fan of him. I think it's a good trade.
Help out young guys in
Toronto. Yeah, hey man, whatever. They need, you know, that team, that roster is so young.
Yeah.
I mean, just give, I mean, they picked up,
And then Toronto was talking to Tampa, and they were like, hey, we want Steven Stamkos. And then Eiserman's like, no, we'll give you Boyle.
Yeah, we'll give you Boyle.
Take Boyle instead.
Like, we'll give you Boyle and Filppula. Is that okay with you, Valtteri? No, I don't want to go. No.
Yeah, yeah. Filppula's like, oh, I'd rather go to the contender.
I'd rather be on the Flyers. Yeah, I'd rather be on, oh my God. Yeah, so, yeah, they picked up Boyle, which is good.
Another guy with Stanley Cup
massive
rings?
I think he has any, actually.
Yeah.
I don't think Boyle has anything. He's been to the back-to-back Stanley Cup finals in the last 2 years.
Wasn't he on Tampa when they won with LeCavier and St. Louis in like 04 or something?
Has he been on that team that long? Honestly, I have no idea. I am not a Brian Boyle historian. I would have to look it up because I know he was a Ranger before he was Lightning. I don't think he has one, to be honest. I don't think he does. I'd have to Google it. But I mean, we do have the power of the internet, so while I am stalling for time, we will check if Brian Boyle has a Stanley
Brian
Cup.
Brian Boyle.
But I know he has a plethora of Stanley Cup experience. As we just said, he's...
Yeah, doesn't he have something like 100...
Yeah, he has the most games. Yeah, since I think the stat was 2011, he has the most playoff game experience.
That's good, and that's what the Leafs need too.
They need someone, for sure. So Fair, Boyle, I like those picks. They didn't really give up anything on the way back. They have tons and tons and tons of picks. So I don't think it was too...
When did LA win the Cup? What year?
Oh, I have no idea. How many games did they play in that?
28?
There's a chance they probably won that year then.
Then he might have got one with LA. Am I looking at the right person here?
Did Boyle play for LA?
We're going to have to... Okay, we're going to have to look at this later.
I'm going to have to like ask Siri and see what Siri has to say.
All right, we figured it out. We paused the recording.
We literally paused. Brian Boyle does not have a Stanley Cup. I didn't think so, yeah.
I just figured that he's been around so long, and he's all the playoff experience. So I'm like, well, he's got to have one, right?
Yeah, fun fact, he's only been in the playoffs like 4 times.
Just a lot of
games.
It's
just every time he's been there, he's almost made it to the end each time. So that's going to help Toronto for sure. That was about it. They picked up Fair. Pittsburgh ditched Oleksii, which I'm really happy for them. Oleksii's a terrible player. I don't think he'll even start on Toronto. I can't really think of anyone else that went either way. No one really relevant. Fantasy outlook for Boyle, I would say minimum. Fourth line center, maybe third line center.
Yeah, I wonder where they say he's going to play.
I don't think they'll break up the top six for him. It wouldn't make any sense if I had to guess fourth line.
Yeah, fourth line is with Matt Martin.
Yeah, I mean, look at the centers on that team. Bozak, Kadri, Matthews, yeah. They're not going to just move Boyle up.
It's crazy how everyone wants these four-line teams.
Yeah.
We've talked about it in other podcasts, but everyone saw how Pittsburgh won.
Yeah.
And was like, we need the Bonino.
Yeah, we need a third line of that can just decimate our third pairing defenseman. Like, there's no other way to do it.
Yeah, and there's no grinder lines. Like, well, there are, like, more physical lines.
Sure,
but they're still pitching in offense.
They still play. Yeah, exactly, right? Yeah.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Winnipeg got rid of Stafford.
Yeah.
He was kind of on the block for a little bit. There's trade rumors going around and stuff. He went to Boston.
That's not bad for Boston.
It's a good fit for him.
Yeah, Stafford's a good player. It's just he did not have a role on Winnipeg anymore. Just Laney's a winger, and there was other wingers that just took his spot, and that was it. So, I mean, if I had, I don't know, what are they thinking he's going to play?
Well, you got Backes, Pasternak, and Jimmy Hayes right now. He's a right winger.
Okay.
I don't know if he supplants any of those guys.
Yeah, Riley Nash, fourth line, same kind of thing. Yeah, time will tell. Fantasy impact is going to be low then. Backes and Pasternak are not, those are pretty much core. So, yeah, who knows what they'll get with him. Maybe he's a good penalty killer. I don't know much about Stafford. All I know is he was okay on Buffalo, and he's been decent, I guess, on the Jets. So
Jets were just getting younger.
Yeah, again.
And Stafford was kind of guy that was hanging out.
Yeah, they don't need Stafford anymore. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Now, okay, that was like most of the trades, most of the ones with players that we wanted to talk about.
Right.
I mean, there's a bunch of little minor deals here and there and stuff that don't really have any sort of fantasy implications at all. Let's talk about the people that didn't get traded.
Yes.
And what the managers were thinking. Let's try to get in the heads of these.
Yeah. Well, we'll go with the obvious two right away. We'll talk about Duchesne and Landeskog. I think it's probably difficult for them to make a trade on the trade deadline. These guys will get moved in the offseason. So I don't know if it's just a classic case that we need more time. We need more time to hammer out deals. Plus, they were asking for arms and a leg. That's what I've been hearing. Like, a lot of them wanted, like, I don't know. For Duchesne, for example, they wanted a top defenseman, like, two players and like two picks or something, like some, like
I heard, like first rounds,
yeah, like some colossal deal, which Duchesne is worth, I agree, but those trades are definitely hard to make, especially to like a random, like a contender is not just gonna,
yeah,
I mean, that's a pretty bold move to be like, okay, yeah, this is our year, take all our picks, take all our players, like give me Duchesne, we're gonna go for it, right?
And here's another thing about Duchesne and Landeskog, they're both super young.
Yeah, they're still like mid-20s, like it's not like they're,
so if Avalanche really want to do a rebuild, they don't need to get rid of these guys. They can rebuild with them as their core.
Sure. It's just going to take longer, and that's just the main decision, right? It's, yeah, just you can sort of...
They have tons of young guys, tons of talent with Barry and all these other guys. They need a goalie.
Yeah, they need a goalie.
Which is... There's a huge market. There's no market for goalies,
get Bishop, I guess. Bishop in the offseason? Cheap goalie? No, I mean, I don't know.
That would be amazing if Bishop went to Colorado.
Yeah, he has to go somewhere. Yeah, so those deals will get done in the offseason. I'm really curious to see where they end up, especially Duchesne. I really don't care about Landeskog. I'm not a Landeskog fan. But
I actually don't think they move. I think they stay.
I think...
Aginla was a piece that needed to be moved because he wasn't...
Yeah, Aginla's a respect move. He had to go. It's just that simple.
But you don't need to move a 23-year-old young guy.
No, I mean, if you don't. It's just what... It's just if you think your team needs a shakeup. Like, I mean, of course, there's no reason to move these people. It's just literally that they've been so bad in, like, the last two or three years. But, no, it's probably not their fault, but doing a way to, like, remedy this stuff faster, it's like...
Yeah.
Yeah, you need faster picks. It's just the speed relevant of it, of course.
If you were a coach, like, walking into Colorado, you got Duchesne, Landeskog...
McKinnon.
Rattanen and McKinnon.
Yeah.
Barry...
Yeah, you got a lot of young guys that are high draft picks. Like, that were, like that alone is a great team. It's just, unfortunately, after those five players, it's just the team disappears.
Yeah,
exactly. It's literally the worst team in the NHL. Like, there's just no one.
Like, if you were walking in there and you know that you have those key pieces, kind of like the Oilers.
Yeah, for right? sure.
You got these key pieces walking into Oilers, and you're like, this team will be good eventually.
Yeah, we got Barry Puppyman, defenseman. We got super exciting guys in McKinnon, Duchesne. Rantanen's a really good prospect.
Yep.
Yeah, of course it looks great. It's just, unfortunately, if they want to have playoff hockey, it's just there's just no way. It's just so brutal.
They're going to get a very high draft pick next year.
Yeah.
And if they don't turn around, it's going to be like a Taylor Hall situation where all of a sudden they're shipping off Duchesne, Landeskog to try to shake things up.
Yeah.
Our hockey insider on our our pool has told me that this is a weak draft. So I don't know. I've yet to take any attention to this draft at all. I have no idea. I couldn't even name you one prospect in this draft. That's how poor of a fan I am for prospects. That there's no hype around this draft, man. It's like no one cares about anything. It's like last year, it was like, okay, you know, Matthews or Laney. It was like super hype, right?
Just because the last couple drafts have been so hyped.
Yeah.
Like with McDavid being the next Wayne Gretzky.
But this draft feels like, who cares? Yeah. Like, I feel like, I hope I'm proven wrong. I hope there's some sweet guys. I'm sure there will be. But man, it sounds like, why not? Who cares? Like, I don't know if that's what I'm saying. Like, if they get a high pick, like, does it matter? Like, is this... Who knows? Maybe there's some sneaky guys. But as it seems like this... Yeah. Either... it's going to be a long, long road in Denver, basically.
Yeah.
And if they hang on to it, that's what's just going to happen.
That's what teams that do rebuild, that's how it works, though.
Yeah.
If you have some desert, and then you get the flood.
Yeah, if you can be patient, then of course it'll work out. I just don't know if Colorado feels like the pressure's on them to do something, to be like, hey, guys, we got to get back. I mean, but even if they get one, it's not going to change anything. It's still going to take 4 or 5 years. Like, even if you move Landeskog or Duchesne, so.
Yeah. They just need to pick up a goalie and try to chisel some wins. Before we get into like the other ones, I also wanted to mention one more player, Hanzel.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yep.
Hanzel. That was earlier in the week, so I forgot about it for a second.
Yeah, Hanzel went to the Wild, obviously. Wild's a fantastic team. Absolute monster juggernaut team right now. I think he's on the third line right now. He got a couple points last night, I think. So he's actually, you know, chiseling in there offensively. So I think he'll do pretty well. But you can say that about any player on Minnesota at this point. So
Minnesota is very deep with centers.
Man, it's unreal.
Even players, like, they're doing the four-line scoring thing, and Hanzel fits right into that role.
Yeah, Minnesota is unstoppable. They're one of the best teams in the NHL right now. It's unreal. And Hanzel only makes it better. Having a huge third-line center is just, it's great. Yeah. I'm a big fan of Hanzel. Fantasy relevance, maybe like 10, 12 points in the last 20, kind of my guess. Just because they score like 4 or 5 goals a game, it's like chances are he's going to get a piece of something. So Minnesota is pretty powerful, so that's a good trade for them.
I don't understand. Well, I understand that they wanted to bolster their deeper lines.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like they're just, like, giving up. Like, they're another team that's all in for this year.
Yeah, I mean, they have to be,
right? We need to make a run here.
Yeah, it's weird because, like, they're second in the entire overall standings just behind Washington. So, it's like a good faith move for your team, right? To be like, okay, yeah, we know how well you guys are playing. We went and mortgaged our future a bit to get, like, another guy. Like, come on, let's do it. Let's get a deep run. Let's see if we can do some damage, right? So, I like it. So,
They could be in the final.
Yeah, they could easily make the final for sure. Dominic plays well. I mean, that team is so deep. It's unreal.
Yeah.
I would love to see Minnesota Washington final. It would be so sick.
Okay, the reason I thought of Hanzel was because someone on Phoenix didn't get moved.
Yeah.
Verbata.
This is the biggest head scratcher.
We were talking about this before the podcast and how ridiculous it is. Why are you going to hold on to a veteran on a team that needs to rebuild? That's like keeping a Ginla on Avalanche.
Yeah. It's like, I understand why they kept Doan. Sure, Doan's like, wants to be a lifer there and has no whatever, but I don't... Anyway, this isn't about Doan. Verbata. Pros about Verbata. Absolute monster right now. He has like 47 points. His contract is $1 million.
Just one.
Just one. 1 year for $1 million. Literally put him anywhere on your roster, man. You can't tell me there's a team that doesn't have $1 million in cap space. Like, even the Caps could have picked him up. Like, anyone could have picked him up. And they're just going to let this guy's like... resurgent season after being awful on Vancouver 2 years ago just go to waste for nothing. Like, he's just gonna walk in the offseason. Like, wow. Like, everyone's hyping and praising that Chiraka guy. I can't say his last name, I'm sorry, but this is one of the worst GM decisions I've seen in a long time. Like, take anything, man. Who cares? It's the deadline. You think Verbata is coming back? Any team's gonna be like, okay, we'll give you 2 years of $3 million kind of thing, and you're like, okay, I'm going there now. Like,
yeah.
There's no way he re-signs with Coyotes.
Unless he's already in talks with signing. Because he did come back to Arizona.
Yeah, I mean, his career was in Arizona forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, unless in the next couple weeks or whatever, or in the end of the year, they say Verratti gets a 4-year extension. Okay, I'll be like, I get it, I understand.
For $4 million?
Yeah.
For $1 million a year?
Yeah, like, again, right? Like, but you can't tell me that there's no team that doesn't want Verratti, a scoring winger. Like, it's just bonkers.
Yeah. Even, like, teams like Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago.
That don't have wingers.
Chicago has no one. That team is, like, you look at the roster and you're like, okay, I've heard of two of these players. And then the rest is like, what? Yeah, those are the kind of players that are the deadline people you look for, is the veterans and that are having a good season. Like, what else do you need? And cap space.
Yeah.
It's like the trifecta of trade deadline. I was blown away. Like, literally, I was just refreshing my phone, be like, okay, there's like an hour left. Like, where's Verratti going? Because
you need to go anywhere.
Yeah. Now I get to play meaningless games with Doan. Like, they can hang out. Sweet, man. Like,
they're buddies.
Yeah, what a great, great decision to keep him on your team. Like, I hope he just goes on fire and finishes with, like, 30 points in his last 10 games. Just finishes, like, top 20 in scoring.
Just skyrockets his value.
Yeah, just, like, grinds his value up.
That'd be very funny.
Because, like, it's so dumb that he's still there.
I'm very shocked that, I said this before, that Ryan Miller didn't get moved.
Yeah, that's also weird.
I can see why they want to keep him, and maybe if they want to sign him longer.
Yeah, I mean, you could keep 2-year-ing him at a time kind of thing, 1 or 2 year-ing. I mean, you can for sure. He's a veteran goalie. He still plays well. It's just kind of the opposite direction they're heading. But, I mean, there's nothing wrong with having a good goalie. Like, even if you're in a rebuild, there's nothing wrong with that. So I'm not against it. It just must literally be what they say. Maybe the goalie market is just that weak. Like, there's just,
well, looking on the outside,
all the contenders have a goalie. It just feels like there's just, no one's going to be like, yeah, I want Miller in the playoffs for backups. It's like, no, who cares, right? Like,
and I guess the teams like Dallas and stuff, they're not worried about getting a goalie right now.
No.
They can wait till the off season to, like, have a long, drawn-out deal process.
Yeah, and take a run at some other guys, yeah.
None of the deadline stress of, we need to sign him, because they don't, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Which makes sense.
Yeah, it was a weird one. Markstrom hasn't really proven that he's the number one goalie at all yet, so that's just the only thing that I thought was surprising. So I guess hanging on to Miller might be a good plan, but it's just two different schools of thought, you know?
Yeah.
You're like, you want to rebuild, sell your assets, get as much as you can. But then it's like, you know, Miller's not costing you too much. He's a veteran guy. He does well. So why would you get rid of him, kind of thing? So,
yeah, I don't know. I think if there's any other players. People were talking about Evander Kane.
Yeah, Buffalo did nothing. I was reading that people were pretty disappointed. They couldn't move Kulikov. They couldn't move Franzen. They couldn't move Gionta, I think, was another aging guy on that team they were talking about. They didn't do anything, so real bummer there for them. I thought Edmonton would do something. Desharnais to me is not enough pickup. I guess they're just gonna say, hey, we'll make the playoffs, that's awesome, we'll get first rounded, but you know, it's progress, right? Yeah, I don't know. So
there was, who else was I just looking at?
I don't know.
Oh, we talked about Sharp.
Yeah,
and his injury.
Yeah, Sharp. Yeah, he has a season-ending injury surgery. So, yeah, that's just the end of that. No one's going to pick him up. Obviously, there's no value there.
There goes my Sharp to Chicago.
Yeah, I know we were talking about that earlier. Yeah, it's the only thing that, like, who played on Chicago before that's out there? Like, I mean, Andrew Ladd's always available, but he obviously signed on somewhere. But I don't know. So overall, it was some really cool signings.
I think that's it. We covered, except for Ben. Ben going to the Canadians.
Yeah, Jay Ben going to the Canadians.
Have you seen the memes popping up?
Yeah, the, like, Oscar memes.
Yeah, like, all about the conversation.
Yeah.
Oh, we got Jay Ben. What?
What? Oh, Jordy Ben. Ugh.
Oh, well, they're not a package deal?
No,
Jamie and Jordy don't go together like the Sedins?
No, they're really not. Same thing with the Stall. I'm hoping they fight one time.
Eh?
You know, maybe Jordy will give Jamie a concussion one day. I don't know. Again, whatever. Terrible pickup by Canadians. They didn't do anything. So I thought for sure the Canadiens would take a run at Vanek or any of those guys because the team can't score, so
they need some help. All right, let's sign off for today. That was all the trades. We'll probably try to get another podcast in within 10 games, and then we'll probably do a season finale before everything.
Yeah, and we'll
heads
do some
in the playoffs.
Yeah, do some playoff hype casts or whatever, something like that. But yeah, as for now, probably 2 weeks from now, we'll do another one. It's just like I said, this. Well, what we've been saying to each other is that the season's dying down. There's no real gems or anything to be found. Literally, your roster should be your roster for the rest of the year right now,
yeah.
Especially after the trade deadline. Make some moves, pick up Verbata. Why not? He's going to do well. I mean,
he's going to continue to
do
well.
He's got zero pressure on him. He's just going to be rolling around.
And then in the next couple podcasts, we got to go over our bets.
Yeah, we'll go over the stuff we started with to see where it's at. I think we're at a 50-50 split right now. Thank goodness that Stamkos got injured, so I didn't have to deal with that one. But unfortunately, Taves has gotten a 5-point night and a few others, and I think that alone is more points than Ladd has the entire year, is that 5 points. So
yeah, we'll go over all those and have some fun in a little bit. Don't have any kudos today. We didn't really plan it. We just wanted to get into all the trade talk and everything, all the hype.
Yeah, if you have any questions or trades we missed, you can hit us up at Fantasy NHL Talk on Facebook or Twitter. Yeah, I mean, let us know if you disagree with some things. I'd love to see people, having different, ideas or whatever. If you think Shattenkirk's going to be a god, let me know, kind of thing. If you don't, even if you agree with me, that's fantastic. Other than that, that's pretty much a bit all we got for you today. Yeah, nothing really to bring up. Kind of a slow week.
It'll get better as these teams go on like big pushes and stuff. Yeah.
Like there's only two games today. There's nothing to talk about, that's for sure. I don't know. It's gonna be exciting. I think Flames will make the playoffs. I'm just trying to think of those fringe teams. I think LA makes the playoffs, I think. I think Toronto makes the playoffs.
Florida's out of a spot right now.
Yeah.
Well, I want Florida to make it.
I want Toronto to make it so bad.
Yeah, I want Toronto to make it too.
If I could pick any one of those teams out of those four, I hope the Rangers don't make it, but they'll make it somehow, I'm sure. Just because I don't like the Rangers, and they're always beat the Capitals somehow. But yeah, as for any other, Winnipeg, I don't think there's a chance Winnipeg makes it.
No, they're a bunch out.
Yeah, it's literally just LA, St. Louis, Calgary for the wild spot there. So if I had to pick two, I would say Calgary, LA.
You think St. Louis gets kicked out?
I hope so. I don't like St. Louis, man. They've done a lot of weird moves.
Blasphemy.
And that team is weird. I'm not a big fan of St. Louis at all.
All right, let's sign off for today. Thanks for listening. And hit us up, Twitter, Facebook. We'll be there.